Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, fresh from Chicago, the Florida Keys, and Miami. I've been traveling the world and having a big old time. Our World Underwater in Chicago last weekend, huge success. And a little shout out to all our Chicagoland divers that braved the cold. Actually, it was quite mild. We brought a little Florida sunshine up there to Chicago last weekend, and I think shared the joy.
How mild? Was it 70?
It was over 50 on Saturday.
That's not
during
bad.
The day. Yeah, it was quite nice.
Negative 12 at night.
Yes.
Wind chill, absolute zero.
Don't get me wrong. It was still, the weather still sucks balls in Chicago. But
that'll get us back on the air.
It was still.
he meant marbles.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And little bouncy ones. And but it was bad. I mean, from one sense, when you're a warm water wuss like myself, or just a warm water spoiled rotten Florida boy. But still, it was fun, and it's always a great time to hang out with our Chicago land divers. Jeff was helping us out. One of our listeners up there, he was helping us out with the mermaid wrangling, and I got to do a little shout out to Jeff for assisting with that, because we had two mirth days going on last weekend, and Alicia and Mermaid Tony both celebrated 1 year anniversary of being a Scuba Radio mermaid, and they survived, and that's about it. That's about all I can say, and Jeff had a lot to do with that. He was assisting getting the mermaids around the show floor there at Our World Underwater last weekend. A lot of business being taken place. We gave away a ton of stuff at the end of the show on Sunday, and I think a lot of the Chicago folks are a little happy with what we did, and we just enjoyed sharing the joy of diving with them last week. Now, a lot of stuff to look forward to on today's show. We got an interesting little topic that a listener emailed me that we're going to delve into here in just a bit. But before I get into that, I got to talk a little bit more about the Divers Alert Network video shoot, because I mentioned it last week on the air when we were in Chicago, but I didn't go into detail. This was right before I went up to Chicago. We went on a dive boat down in the Keys to help out Divers Alert Network shoot a new dive training video. And once again, I was called upon to perform. Last year, I was asked to play a dead guy on the beach. This time, I was asked to play a dead guy on a boat. So I'm stretching my acting chops, so to speak. And I will say that the crew was impressed with not only my acting skills of being able to play a dead guy. Actually, I was just an unconscious guy that they were trying to revive that they couldn't.
Spoiler. Greg's character is not actually going to die in the movie.
But the bonus was that I had to take my shirt off, and the cameramen were able to use my chest as white balance. So, you know, it was kind of like a little added bonus for the Divers Alert Network video crew, which, by the way, was shooting in high def. So you can see every pore and chest hair on my chest in this video when it comes out. If that doesn't make you want to rush out and get hold of one of these videos when they come out here in a few months, I don't know what else will. CJ and James are in the studio with me today, my dive students. And right now, I think they They may have just thrown up a little in their mouth.
Yeah.
Actually, in each other's.
Really?
Does anybody have an Altoid?
It was cool. And I got to say that watching these professionals do this work, because it really is a full-blown production. I mean, the caliber of talent they have working the cameras and everything. Yeah, just so you know, they have the underwater camera they're using on this video shoot when they're getting some shots of Tony playing one of the divers underwater.
Yes.
They had one of these new Red cameras.
So now I want to see it.
Exactly.
Now, okay.
Now where?
What, the camera? No. The camera, though, was one of these high-def Red cameras, which is like the, you know, it's like the state-of-the-art, high-definition, professional camera. It shoots
and they didn't use that one on you.
You know, no, they didn't, that's ironically. Interesting. But it's like a $40,000 camera, and then they put it in a housing. The housing's like another $30,000. So it's like a $70,000 system they were using to shoot the underwater scenes.
All of these to try and find some imperfection in Tony, and still nothing.
Yes. How ironic, huh? So anyway,
they can pretty much take a brownie Instamatic and get a picture of more than enough flaws of any of us.
Yes, well, and actually, I prefer fuzzy photos for myself.
Maybe a dimly lit cell phone shot.
Yes,
on some of those old movie stars, they use cheesecloth to try and soften it. For us, we use actual cheese.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese.
You were
Swiss
there.
Cheese. Shoot
you
through guys, the hole.
Were you guys on the boat too?
But yes,
evidently.
I think Sybil Shepherd does that now in her like Lifetime movies.
Hmm.
All the view cameras have that filter as well.
Yeah. Well,
Greg,
it was...
when are we going to do a Scuba Radio ViewMaster for the kids?
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea. Thank you.
Yes, it'd be
Greg,
like.
Greg, are you in freaking control of this program?
Never.
The ViewMaster spewer.
It could be a Scuba Radio retro video.
The ViewMaster. It'd be a little card.
I like it.
And it fits in a ViewMaster.
Mm-hmm.
Next video you do, instead of making the slides blend in and blend out and doing all that stuff, just make them go, chunk, chunk.
We could have chunk. One that, you know,
chunk.
It's guaranteed to have a mermaid in every one. One of the pictures will be a mermaid.
Okay.
That's how you sell them.
All right. That would work.
It'd be 3D. You could do a 3D one with pictures of us in the studio.
Yeah, I like it.
Because who wouldn't want to see this?
Yeah.
Microphone's coming at you. Microphone's coming back.
Watch out for the boom.
Microphone's coming at you. Microphone's coming
just
back.
Just like an old-timey pirate ship.
It would be nice.
Lowering the boom.
Well, you know, there is that new Scuba Radio video there at scubaradio.com. Check it out. I reason I went on this video shoot for real was to pick up some tips from the pros.
Some what?
Tips.
Oh.
And,
thank you for clarifying.
Yes. And I think I may have. And I will incorporate these techniques into
video
production.
The dive master still has things to learn?
Oh, he does. Yeah. You know, the next time we're invited someplace, it's going to be, you know, to hold the microphone boom, to adjust his lighting. He's going to have a 7-man crew now to start shooting stuff.
I'll tell you right now.
Union now? Did you have to, like, sign some paperwork? And
no.
Well, he does SAG.
Never.
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever. I will employ all of you as key grips.
Grip this. Hey, where can we see this video? Is it they're working on it now? They're finishing.
It'll be a few months. They just did all the footage. This is a big production.
If you really want to see,
it takes years to put this stuff together.
If you want to see all of Greg's best work, check the floor.
Yeah, I was going to say they're going to cut Greg out.
No, they never.
It still stands to be rated by the MPAA.
All right. So anyway, when it comes out,
why were you unconscious? What was your story?
It's like a dive training video, and basically,
did you just forget to wear your helmet?
Techniques on how to properly revive an injured diver, you know.
So, but what he's asking you, because he understands you're a method actor.
Well, yeah, he's asking.
How did you arrive at this place? How did you?
What was my motivation?
Well, not motivation.
No, what got you hurt? Why were you unconscious?
He slipped on the dive deck while dancing with a beer. Is that enough?
You can't effectively portray someone knocked unconscious if you don't know how they became unconscious. Was it a choking incident? Did you slip and fall? Was it an attempted murder? No, is Jason Bourne involved?
Were you playing quarterback for the Chicago Bears?
Actually, I was playing the Michael Jackson Xbox game, and I passed out due to overexertion.
I like that.
I like that.
We'll take it.
It's good to have a reason.
The judges will accept that.
And he just said, "Hey, look, you're an unconscious."
He's German judge.
You're
gave
unconscious.
You a four.
Act dead. That is the direction I was given by the director. All I had to do,
fourth take, he said, "I'm going to make you be unconscious."
It's similar to trying to work up those emotions to cry in a very serious scene. In this case, all I had to do was channel a timeout with C.J. James and Bill after a night of drinking with the Scuba Radio crew and passed out in the hotel room. So it's very realistic.
If you see it, you can almost see him laying on a couch in a hotel lobby.
Wow. Little drool coming out right here.
In his brain.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You're already listening to it, so why not take the plunge and live it? It's the scuba life, and it's coming from the dive pros at the new NASSIE Worldwide. At scubalife.com, you can live, connect, and explore dive training, travel, equipment, and more. From the casual diving enthusiast to the full-time dive professional, scubalife.com will be your new resource for everything you need to maximize your underwater adventures. Witness history on February 19th at Our World Underwater in Chicago when the Scuba Radio Mermaids turn it on. That's thescubalife.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand and all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby dooba. Here we go, scuba. Come on.
Okay, I want to say when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio. The first radio devoted to diving.
Yes, good times in the Bahamas. Look, I got to do a little shout out to Tim there from Dive Time. He wrote an article on our little experience with the Dan training video, and it came out this week online in the paper down there in the Keys. There's a link to it from my blog at scubaradio.com if you want to find this. But there's a... He gives me and Tony a little shout-out. He goes, we also had Mermaid Tony and Greg the Dive Master from Scuba Radio on board the video boat. These two added a lighthearted flavor to the day and helped keep the pace lively and effervescent. They've been all over the world with the radio show. Mermaid Tony's a local dive instructor. Greg broadcasts from Orlando each Saturday afternoon, and you can check it out at scubaradio.com. That is the first time ever I have been referred to as lively and effervescent.
Effervescent.
That's what I said.
You said ever.
I am effervescent and effervescent.
Yeah, Greg.
I'm both.
You are plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Smell me. Smell me. Is that an effervescent?
Zest. No.
Like oranges.
It's tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubble. Effervescent. Got
like Alka-Seltzer.
Yes. So I'm gassy. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes. He brought a gassy feel.
Well, I didn't say it. That guy did.
Yeah. Well, once again, a link to the article is right there at the at my blog at scubaradio.com. Go check it out and read for yourself. But that was nice. That was nice of him to give us little props in his article. All right. Now, while I was out of town traveling last week, I got an email from one of our listeners. Actually, it came through Facebook, the Facebook page. And it was from Robert. And he threw out a scenario, which, you know, I don't usually get these type of things. I don't get questions, but he actually is saying, hey, here's a topic for you, because I don't know what to do, and maybe this would be a good thing for
Tell me, please, does it start like this? I never thought it would happen to me. I walked into a dive shop in Key West, and behind the counter was the most beautiful mermaid I had ever seen. Does it start like that?
No.
Okay. Phew. All right.
Now, here's his scenario. He is in Key Largo. Okay.
Incarcerated.
Yeah.
But go on.
Not yet.
Speaking of Key Largo, you know, that's where NetDoc is from Scuba Board these days.
What?
He lives in Key Largo now. He used to live right around the corner from us here. Now he lives in Key Largo. I talked to him yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Guy runs tens of thousands of people every day on Scuba Board, and he can go wherever the hell he wants, and he goes to Key Largo.
Hmm.
Nice place to be.
It's not a bad place.
No,
I guess.
It's not.
But anyway,
moving on.
Let's say he's in Key Largo, like this guy.
Let's just say he is.
And he's tied up to the Spiegel Grove wreck site.
Yeah, here he is, tied up underwater at the Spiegel Grove.
Yeah,
who did it? Snide
and
Whiplash?
Boat. They got an anchor line. And the divers are getting ready to get in the water. Surface is cruising. A lot of current over the Spiegel Grove there in Key Largo a lot of times.
Right. Happens sometimes, yep.
And divers are ahead of him. And him and his dive buddy, who happens to be his wife, are standing by getting ready to go down the anchor line.
Cut her loose. This is easy so far.
Some divers are already heading down the line, so they're making their way down to the wreck, hand over hand, down the anchor line because
of
the current.
Because of the current, you got to make your
way down. And his wife and him are still holding on the tag line, waiting for them to make their descent. Now, as they start to go, though, his wife loses grip of the tag line and just misses it, and the current whips her away. Of course, too strong for her to swim against, and the boat can't untie to
Best
go get her.
Best vacation ever.
Now, wait a minute. This isn't like a here's how to get rid of your wife scenario.
Oh, right. Yes.
Geez.
James,
you guys,
pretend it's
really?
Tony. Pretend it's Tony.
Oh, my gosh.
But she wouldn't do
All
that.
All right. Well, but that's the scenario. No, so,
James is not going to talk for the next 15 minutes. He's pretending
I'm
it's
pretending
Tony.
It's Tony. No. I'm in another place.
He's like, matter of fact, that's why he was late today. He was at home pretending
it was
Tony.
Oh, boy. No,
yeah, Tony's a nice guy. I like him.
Now, Jay,
moving on.
This isn't a scenario of trying to construct the perfect crime.
Anthony.
Okay.
No, this is
okay. So
this is,
next.
So the dilemma is: should have he
jellyfish.
Let go of the anchor line and tried to stay with his wife as her buddy?
No.
Or should he stayed on the line and hopefully she would get to the surface and they would all get to her. What is the proper approach to this situation? He said this never happened, but they were in the strong current,
he was thinking, what might have happened?
Well, yeah. After they got back in the boat, they said, man, that current was pretty strong. Man, if I would have lost my buddy, what should have I done? Should have I let go, too, and stayed with him? Or should have I stayed on the anchor line and then tried to keep him, within eyesight or what?
All right.
And that kind of thing.
Numero uno.
Yeah.
This actually happened to me.
It did happen.
I was the wife. I mean, what? Okay. The whole scenario is not the same.
I think the proper term, Bill, is receiver.
Oh, man.
It was my very first live aboard.
Yeah.
And my buddies, because I was part of a threesome.
What?
Wow.
This just gets better and
right.
better.
Yeah,
so there were three of us diving together. We went off the side instead of going with everybody else who was going out and following the line down because I was diving with some more experienced divers. We went off the side. We were going to just go underneath the boat. Well, I couldn't clear. Finally, I do clear, and I'm a half a mile behind the boat.
Right.
And they ended up eventually finding me and sending out the dinghy. So the bottom line is, in that particular case, my dive buddies, I don't even think looked for me. I don't even think they knew I was gone. And Greg, you were one of them.
Yes.
Three is a crowd. Three is a crowd. Yeah. Bill. Three is a crowd.
Good point. Yeah, well, you know, the thing is about this, I'm not sure there's a right and wrong answer. Because,
oh, no wonder you don't.
Well, what would Patty or Nowy or one of those, what would they say?
I think
the right thing, especially if it's your wife, your dive buddy, you go with the dive buddy.
Yeah.
But imagine if the current is strong enough that you can't get back. I mean, you miss it with one hand, and then it's too strong at the beginning of your dive for you to dive that three kicks to get to the line.
The needs
That's
of the
a really
many.
Kicking
no, Bill,
current.
Yeah. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Well, you know,
no, I would
I do.
Think you'd stay.
There are several variables here with this scenario that would affect my decision. One being the most important would be how much do I care about my buddy? That would be important. I mean, if it's, you know, in this situation, let's assume he wasn't looking to lose his wife and he actually appreciates having her as a dive buddy. In that situation, it'd be really tough not to go with them. Now, if the current was so strong that it whipped away, and even if, you know, as soon as you realize what was happening, you got to make a split second decision, because if you wait too long, she's going to be swept away farther away where you won't be able to get to her, even if you let go. So you're going to have to make the call quick, first of all, to whether you'd let go. And secondly, you got to look at the conditions. You know, what are the conditions and things? Now, if you want to chime in on this, 888-88-SCUBA, I'm not so sure there's a right and wrong answer here, but I think there's a few other variables that
if
we can
If you
want
to stay married, there is.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Once again, it goes back to that perfect crime kind of thing, I guess. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So here's the scenario. You're on a dive in heavy current going down an anchor line. And you're with your buddy. They miss the descent line and get swept off in the current. Do you let go and follow them, or do you stay on the line and try to get help remotely? And of course...
Well, what are your choices? Are you going to go back to the boat and say, he got away? Where'd he go? That-a-way. Or do you stay with him and get to the surface and try and get the attention of the dive operator?
I think it depends on the situation, because, you know, if it's really rough current and, like, maybe if it's stormy or something like that, and you're going to have trouble seeing and or they could be, you know, blown into some rocks. If you say, I guess I'm thinking of a situation like Guadalupe, or not Guadalupe, but the Galapagos.
Screw you. We didn't get to go.
But those are very intense conditions.
Okay.
And it really is a situation where you have to take responsibility for yourself. Now, when it's your wife in this scenario, this guy talks about it in Key Largo, I think it's really tough to expect that you would not go if your wife got swept off like that, that you'd want to stay with them.
All right. First of all, is it my first wife or my current wife? That makes a big difference.
Wait a second. It must be Good your point. Current
Wow. Oh. All right, in that case, I go after.
You would.
Absolutely. Well, how deep are you?
That's what you get for getting married.
They were
on the tow line behind the boat. They were 20 feet.
Yeah, they were maybe.
So you might be able to do both. You might be able to kind of quickly surface and yell to the boat before you get too far away, yo, lost my buddy, going after her. We're going this way.
But here's the thing. They can't go after her because they're tied up to the line.
Well, just to let them know.
They can't take the whole boat. But you can go. You can go, and you can be where your buddy is. And I know Neil Watson says there are no wives in diving.
God bless that man.
But
no wives on dives.
No wives on dives. But especially if you're diving with your wife, I do not want to be there the next day after she gets rescued.
Exactly.
All right, you brought in another variable there. We may have to take the whole wife thing out of it and see if that changes the scenario. But first, we got a Dan tip. That's coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 301. Remember, soft weights can double as a beanbag. So feel free to throw a spirited game of cornhole at your next party.
I am Cornholio.
Oh! Hey, take your mask off the next time you throw that thing, buddy.
Get off my case, hippie.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are you doing over there, Nick?
I'm just reading a news story I found on the internet. It's amazing.
What, the story? I don't know. I can't see what you're reading.
It's not the news story. It's the fact about how easy it is to get information. It's really unreal how much is at our fingertips. And for divers, wow, I can't even calculate how much more there is out there than there was even a decade or two ago.
You're right. It's come a long way. I remember when the only information resource a diver had was the guy at the dive shop.
And there really wasn't much else, was there? And that guy was not always the most reliable source of information.
Have you ever stopped to count the number of resources divers have available to them today?
Shoot, off the top of my head, I can think of about half a dozen.
You still have to count the dive shop as one.
Not just one, but number one. A diver's local dive center or instructor is still going to be the primary source of information. It's where a person learns to dive, acquires skills, and builds their initial diving network, and has their first interactions with sharing of personal experiences and advice. The dive center and instructor will always be very influential and a critical source of information for divers.
I think they're also terrific resources when it comes to advising on gear choices, dive travel, finding other divers. Some even have a dive club to keep you involved and informed.
Absolutely. And they can keep your education going with advanced training.
There's just no end to the information from dive centers and instructors, is there?
Well, that's why I'd rank them as number one.
I can think of one other reason they're great. A lot of times they're the introduction to the other greatest resource a diver has available to them.
And that is?
Dan.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Greg. But we certainly try, and it's our mission to be the go-to resource for divers. It's why all of us go to work every day.
The emergency hotline alone makes Dan an incredible resource. Any diver with a diving emergency can call the hotline and get help, right?
Diving or non-diving emergency, and you can even call Collect.
Doesn't get any easier than that. In addition to the hotline, there's a separate medical information line, also staffed by dive medics.
Yes, and any diver with a medical question can call and utilize that resource. We also maintain a physician network to help connect you with medical professionals in your area who are familiar with diving and diving medicine.
And there's the research you do, the training programs you develop.
Everything we do is geared towards making diving and divers safer. And all the information we have towards that end is information we happily share.
And we appreciate you for it.
Thanks.
So what other resources do you use?
Well, I like reading dive publications and websites to stay up to date.
How many of them do you read?
As many as I can. It seems like each one has something of interest, and there really is something out there for every interest and skill level.
They cover a lot of ground, too. Dive travel, dive gear, topics of common interest, local info, education tales, news nuggets, upcoming events, even op-ed sections, and some, there's not much they miss. And that doesn't even cover the specialty magazines.
Dive publications and websites are a great way to learn and stay informed.
How about books? You notice how many books there are in diving these days?
Yeah, and the list goes far deeper than instructional or equipment manuals these days. You got history, adventure, biographies, even fiction.
I know, it's great. I wish I had time to read them all.
I'm not sure there is enough time to read everything available. I mean, if you tried, when would you have time to listen to the radio?
Time I like to hear people set aside.
Absolutely. I mean, you are the first radio show dedicated to diving, and divers should listen every week. Your show is entertaining and informative.
Oh, shucks.
I'm serious. I think it's great that there's a whole show out there just for divers. And then there are movies and TV.
It is amazing how far we've come, but I think we're forgetting to mention one good old-fashioned resource.
Other divers?
Other divers, right.
And I think they're my favorite of all. No matter how high-tech this world gets, no matter how many books and publications are available, I still love to sit around with a bunch of divers and hear their stories, advice, opinions, shared experience, and war stories. There's no substitute for it. And it really is amazing what you can learn just by listening.
It all goes back to that guy in the dive shop, doesn't it?
Where would we be without him?
No matter what your question, interest, or general curiosity, there are lots of places to go to learn more. Divers today have more information resources at hand than ever before, and there's something to be gained from all of them. So choose one or choose them all, but use them because they're there for you. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, he's the hardest working man in the dive industry. He's Neil Watson. He was with me in Chicago, but he's with me on the air today. I assume you're back in Florida today, Neil. Is that right?
Back in Florida. Actually, I got back, what's today, Thursday night.
There you go. All right. Yeah, because you went from Chicago out to California for some DEMA meetings. I assume that all went well for you, didn't it?
It absolutely went great. You know, we've got, I think, four new members on the board, all great people, going to bring a lot to the table, and had a great two-day session, and you know, informative, educational, and we got in a cocktail or two as well.
Yeah, you always manage to squeeze one or two of those in. You have to when you're hanging out with your dive buddies and they're not diving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got to stay close to the liquid, I guess, so to speak, right?
Well, if the water was too cold out there for me to get in, so I got to figure out something else to do with a beverage.
There you go. So, Neil, the Chicago Dive Show, Our World Underwater, thoughts? How do you think it went?
You know what? I was blown away. I didn't know what to expect. The crowds were great, but more than that, it was the quality of the attendee, not just the numbers. You know, they in the past couple of years, they've been kind of tire kickers and wanting the information, but not ready to make that commitment and pull the trigger and spend the money. And this year, they sounded like they were ready to get out of Dodge or Chicago in this case.
Yes.
And go diving. And it was great. I mean, that's kind of the feedback I got from the other exhibitors as well.
Yeah. And I know the Bahamas did quite well. They were pushing a lot of things. We were talking about, talking with Richard Trico last week on the show. And I know he did pretty well last week, and a lot of people wanted to go to the Bahamas. Is that what you saw, too?
You know, he was very, very pleased. And, we got some amazing specials going on right now with free companion airfare, or if you fly into Nassau and go to the Out Islands, the government picks up tickets for two people to any of the Out Island Promotion Board hotels, and just, you know, everybody's ready to take that money out from under the mattress and start diving. They're kind of tired of waiting to see what's going to happen with the economy. They're ready to have some fun.
Yeah, and matter of fact, I believe people better get a move on that as well, because that special, that companion airfare, I heard might be expiring here pretty soon. Is that what you're hearing too, or do we know?
Well, if you actually by, I think, the 28th, there's talk they may extend it, but I don't think the airfare from Nassau to the Out Islands is expired. I'm not positive. You have to call our res office to get a confirmation on that. But we still got some great specials in the Bahamas. And, you know, you can get to the Bahamas from anywhere in the United States the same day and normally get to go dive it in the afternoon. And, you know, for the people that can't afford that 8-day, 7-night or that exotic vacation, you know, from all the major cities in the U.S., you can still pretty much, you know, get to the Bahamas with a direct flight or one connection and get in a 4- or 5-day trip with some great diving, a little short, inexpensive vacation. So actually the Bahamas is doing well, even in this recessionary period, just because of that reason.
And the Bahamas, although they are outside of the United States, they are very, very close. I actually am pretty confident that on a good day you can get there on a wind surfboard thing.
You could. True? By mistake.
You can windsurf your way over?
You could if you...
Well, the only problem with that is the Gulf Stream. You're trying to go east at about 2 or 3 knots, and you happen to be going north at about 4 knots. So you may wind up in Bermuda, but it's still 47 miles. It's a 17-minute flight from South Florida to Bimini.
You know,
it
Neil,
takes longer to get to the airport than it does to the Bahamas.
You know, and Neil says that with such conviction because I got a bad feeling that maybe you've tried this before. Yeah, just knowing some of the other crazy records you have.
He's done some ultra light
ultra
flying,
lights, yeah. And all kinds
well,
of
I, well, you know, I tell you what. I mean, when I was living in Bimini, I would see kids come pulling up in a Zodiac, you know, an inflatable that they had ripped off from their dad.
Yeah, well, more after the break.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving and untouched reefs. The way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Yeah, he is out, yeah, he's playing it. The sun. Rocking to his music, having fun. And he's got a scuba tank strapped to his back. Yeah, watch out, world, here comes Scuba Mac.
Alright, who did this?
Yeah, watch out, world, here comes Scuba Mac.
I'm not mad, I just want to know who did it so I can punish them.
Yeah, hey, it's Scuba Mac.
Yeah. I'm not Scuba Matt, I'm Greg the Dive Master, but this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and that references something scuba, so we played it. What the hell? All right, Neil Watson is still on the line, and Neil, I wanted to hold you through because we were talking about the Bahamas, and of course we want to send everybody to BahamasDiving.com. Take advantage of that companion airfare and all the cool options that you have for diving in the Bahamas. However, you are the man. And we've said this many, many times before, and we were referring to you earlier in the show when I had a listener bring up a scenario of himself and his wife on a dive in Key Largo. And
okay.
they were diving in the on
any
top
problems
of the speed
so far, Neil?
How long have they been married?
Oh, that's good. I don't know. I'm gonna say a few. Let's say at least 10. Because he looks a little older from the picture, from what I can tell.
All right, okay.
And I'm sure I'm going to get hate mail for that now. Okay. But anyway, let's say they've been married at least 10 years. But they're going to dive the Spiegel Grove, and the current is ripping that day.
Right.
And they're getting ready to go down the descent line. And right before they grab hold of the down line, she loses her grip and gets swept off in the current. Should he, as her dive buddy, let go and flow with her and go with her? Or just kind of keep an eye on and not make it worse by staying on the anchor line. What are your thoughts?
Or should he pull the glove that he ripped off of the tow line? Should he take that glove off so there isn't any evidence?
Well, if the visibility is good and the water is warm, and she breaks free and starts drifting back. Now, the PADI manual probably has some specific instructions, but, you know, prior to the PADI manual, there was kind of the Watson manual.
Yeah.
And the Watson manual
says no wives on dives.
Would be to yell at her, honey, inflate the BC, inflate the sausage, I hope you put on sunscreen, I love you, see you back at the boat, and continue with your dive.
Yeah, okay. Good. Yeah, so leave it to Neil to point out the fact that don't not do the dive. Yes, he wanted to get that. See, he added one more element to it than I did. But I know you have this mantra of no wives on dives, and this is one of those perfect case scenarios.
That's the first mistake. Number one, it should not be the husband's decision, because the wife should have been paired up with somebody else.
Ah, okay.
There's the reason. See, that it would screw up his dive if they were diving together. if they were paired up with somebody other than the spouse, then it would screw up somebody else's dive, and that's the breaks, you know.
So,
or I mean, that's what dive masters on the boat are for. They're supposed to save these people that screw up and get off of the line.
So your argument really isn't that there shouldn't be wives on dives. There should be dive buddies on dives, and a wife isn't really a good dive buddy.
Exactly.
And yeah, I would have to agree with you.
They can be on the boat. They can't be dive buddies.
I totally agree with you, because I have more fun diving without diving with my wife. I feel like I've got more work to do.
I always have more fun diving with other people's wives. they can be single. That's okay, too. That's good, too.
You know, wait a second. Three people just subpoenaed the tape of this show.
Uh-oh. We don't have tapes anymore. Sorry. I guess I should be glad that my wife doesn't want to get certified.
My buddy Dan Orr and I don't always see eye to eye on some of my philosophies.
Yes, well, you know, there's the Neil Watson code, and then there's the rest of the world.
Well, actually, if you ever dive with Dan, Betty doesn't go in the water with Dan.
Well, that's true.
They don't go in the water together, and it's not that they can't be there. I understand now what Neil's saying. They should be somebody else's buddy. They should be there.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I encourage that on my groups.
Yeah,
I would prefer to dive.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to bring your spouse, it doesn't mean you have to dive with them.
Well, it really is more fun when I don't feel that I have to look out for Sean. I mean, that's absolutely the case.
You don't teach your wife to drive a car or the wife teach the husband. You don't. You know, it's not good to get in that scenario. You know, you're a lot better. You know, you never see just dive buddies arguing, but you see married couples arguing on a boat.
Yeah, you know, that he brings up a good point, because in that scenario, whether you let go of the line and went with the buddy or hold on to the line, you know, when you get back to the boat, it doesn't matter. You are still going to be responsible for the problem.
And he
brings up an interesting little
well, because here's the
element.
Thing. What you saw, what was our guy's name?
Robert.
What Robert saw his wife let go. What she saw was, you bumped into me.
Right, exactly.
You bumped into me, you bastard.
You moved the line.
That's what she saw. That's, oh yeah, absolutely right.
Okay, well, now if we're really getting down to the way it's really done, if you're on the Spiegel Grove and there's a current running, they put a line from the anchor back to the dive platform, and then they have a trail line back behind that. So if she got off of the line going up to the anchor, she should have been able to grab the trail line still and get back to the boat, and then he could have had his nice dive.
Well, good point. So in the big scheme of things, it would be her fault, and you could blame her when you get back to the boat if she wasn't your buddy. They say, you know, I don't know. I like the way he thinks. You know, they leave it to the dive god to come up with the proper answer. I think that's pretty accurate.
I like that
way to look at it.
Neil Watson knows the answers.
He does. He is the man for sure. All right, that'll do it for hour one. We got hour two on deck. More stuff to talk about, including a couple big giveaway announcements. Stick around. Hour two is just moments away.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.